We're going to call this the Prayer of St. Christopher. Take two. This is a prayer to St. Christopher. Or it's the prayer of St. Christopher, sorry. Prayer to God from Paddy. Say hello, Paddy.
Hello, God.
Not for his incarceration. About his incarceration, it's for his the hopeful eventuality of a visa application for the USA tomorrow. 1995 was the longest time ago. I didn't really understand a little bit of blow could land me in a jail cell in Grand Old Mississippi. And although I was a Brit, I was branded as a hippie. Dreadlocks and a beard, well, I sort of understand, but the way those Yankees did it was immensely underhand. It was only overnight in a jumper suit of darks. I prayed for my release and the soul of Rosa Parks. The cell they put me in was a box with 7 beds, 13 men attempting sleep, no pillows for their heads. The toilet was a bowl at the side, behind a curtain, no paper, a tactic to dehumanise, I'm certain. And though this happened long ago, my heart begins to race when I think of how tomorrow I must thoroughly embrace humanity, gentility, and words to still the heart of the power that can keep me and the USA apart. The embassy in Grosvenor Square, my meetings after 8, and now I offer up my soul to universal fate. I pray to the Almighty that the folk who need to see will see that times have changed and that there's nothing wrong with me. I pray they get a good night's sleep and find their peace in rest. And in the morning, after shaving, whilst I'm getting dressed, I'll sing a song of hopefulness for them, for me, for all. And when they stamp my forms, they'll know that I'm no threat at all. Thank you, God, for hearing me, for taking up my prayer. And though I understand that many say that you're not there, I trust that you will find a way to show me how to be. I'm ready for your wisdom, Lord, to work in trust with thee.
Hallelujah.
And amen.